Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
What? Me worry? That was the famous phrase attributed to Alfred E. Newman, the kind of goofy-looking guy who represented Mad Magazine for so many years. Now today, that phrase might also have been attributed to some of the children of wealthy and well-connected parents. Some of these parents have been charged with using their wealth and influence to bribe college coaches and other insiders to get their children into some of the nation's most elite schools. These parents sought to level the so-called playing field to the tune of $25 million in bribes. They paid money to facilitate cheating on their kids' SAT and ACT exams. They bribed college administrators and coaches to recruit students at many top-level universities such as Stanford, Georgetown, Yale, the University of Texas, University of Southern California, UCLA, and more. This only inflames long-standing complaints that children of the wealthy and well-connected have an inside track in certain areas that should be based on the skills and abilities of those children. 50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, have been charged in the scheme. In Huffman's case, she's accused of paying $15,000 to a college prep business to doctor the college entrance exam for her daughter, Sophia. The payment was disguised as a charitable donation. Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Mosimo Giannulli, are alleged to have given $500,000 to have their two daughters labeled as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither participated in the sport. Their daughter, Olivia Jade, once posted on YouTube, "I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school." That's an end of quote. Now, there are other young people who certainly agree with her sentiments. In Olivia's case, her parents want her to go to college. Her family is wealthy enough that she never has to concern herself with things in her life that many others have to focus on, such as rent or mortgage payments, car payments, healthcare, and much more. But the tragedy is not that she feels this way or that she's going to go to college to please her parents. The tragedy is that she's occupying a place on that campus that another student could have occupied. That's another student who wanted to go to college to get a degree, to have an opportunity to make the necessary money to support a family. That's a part of the tragedy. These parents didn't care about whether or not their children would be taking the place of others who really wanted to be there. The other part of the tragedy is that these wealthy parents gave the message to their kids that you can buy your way through life whether you deserve it or not. Forget about the rules for others. We make up our own rules. We can criticize others for breaking the law, but we can break the law as long as no one notices. And there's the rub. Someone did notice. Prosecutors noticed and have now brought well-deserved charges to the pompous, arrogant elites. Now their children not only know that their parents paid money for cutting in line, but for bringing shame on their family. If the children were compliant in any way, they've got their own shame to live with. If they weren't part of this scheme, they will still feel the familial shame. The system of college admissions has been outed as partially corrupt. Not only should these elitist parents have their feet held to the fire, but also oversight on our nation's institutions of higher education should be increased, with the outcome being a much greater sense of transparency. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.